station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another set of tariffs delayed, this time for the EU. President Trump saying this after talking with the European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Russia launching its largest offensive since the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. Nearly 400 ballistic missiles and drones, leaving at least 18 people dead, including three children from the same family. President Trump writing on social media, quote, Putin has gone absolutely crazy. President Trump will mark Memorial Day by visiting Arlington National Cemetery and will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in the Gaza Strip over the weekend, including 36 who were inside a school-turned-shelter. Israel says that location was being used as a base for militant operations. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The crew returns home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home to host the Boston Red Sox this week in a three-game series. Yesterday, the Brewers came back to win 6-5 over the Pirates at PNC Park. But the highlight of the game was Pittsburgh slugger O'Neill Cruz, 6'7", 215 pounds, who hit a solo home run that left the park and landed in the Allegheny River on the Pirates Sportsnet channel.
Drive to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is gone. There's a Cruz missile. Wow. That got out of here in no time. A bomb. 122.9 miles an hour.
The fastest since they've been keeping that record. Pat Murphy after the win.
The Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year. The one kid is a monster right now. I mean, really, literally, like take over the game type guy. Who does that? That's ridiculous.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And with Memorial Day on the way, there are so many different events coming up all throughout your new Wisco area, from car shows, 5Ks, and Memorial Day parties, there's just too many for me to make an individual spot about. So don't worry, I've collected them all for you to go through, and all you have to do is head to wgbw.fm and click events.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Jay, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matt, Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome to Mino and the Mayor. It is Todd and also Amanda, and Jim and John are probably sleeping in right now.
Maybe.
It's a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this very special day, Memorial Day. Hoping you have some time to spend with family and friends, and hope that you get a chance to go out and commemorate what this day is all about. There's tons of stuff going on. So if you're not sure what you can go do and be a part of, just hop online. Look for your area on...
Hop on our websites.
That's right. You're right. You're in charge of the 411s.
Mm-hmm. Go to wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click events. You probably hear that several times throughout the day.
That's right. So do that and then go spend some time, again, commemorating what this day is all about, remembering those who gave their lives for our country. In the meantime, with Jim and John sleeping in, probably still not out of bed at this point, Amanda and I are going to host you through some of the great music that we've had on the live music series on Mino and the Mayor.
And we're going to start with the Stapletons, which, if you remember, they were supposed to be bringing this, what, 5-foot harp
studio.
Yep. But weather delayed them. They had to pull over by Lake Erie because they got, what was it, like snow attack.
They were supposed to do a film festival, right? Mm-hmm. Up in Door County. Their film was debuting up there, and they were going to stop by the studio with the harp, perform, all that kind of stuff. We did get them on the air, which was a great conversation. We learned more about them, and then we got to play a really cool song.
Check it out.
I'm Kate Stapleton. I'm traveling with my husband, Casey Stapleton. We're driving along Lake Erie in Ohio. So along the snow belt, the lake effect snow belt, we got dumped on last night. There was less than a tiny percentage. There was a percentage of flurries, and instead it was semi-sliding off the road, just madness. So we got stranded, but we're on our way.
Tell me about this short film or this film festival that you entered that.
Yeah, we entered this film festival. We're so excited to be doing it. They've got a whole collection of amazing films that they're showing. Ours is a 52-minute short film. It's called The Inner Sea. It was inspired by the Great Lakes and by our story. We play music together. We travel together. Normally, we're not too worried about getting there on time. We can move so quickly in a normal vehicle or in a transit van. In the summer, we travel in a 40-foot-long bright blue school bus, which maxes out at about 55 miles per hour. So this feels like flying. Comparatively.
But Dennis, for yourself, traveling around in a school bus playing music, I mean, let's be honest, that's the cool part of being a musician, isn't it?
Yes and no.
Yeah, okay.
Back then, our bus broke down in the UP, and for us, the UP stood for You Push. You know, so yeah, I get those days. Those are struggling days.
Goodness.
Yeah.
But Kate, you travel not just with your husband in that school bus. You bring the kids, don't you? Your family?
Yes, we have 6 kids, and we bring the kids with us everywhere.
Which one drives?
No stress there.
Who's driving?
None of them yet. We've got one starting this year. We've got one getting her permit. I don't know if we'll start her out on the bus though, but yeah, we have 6 kids ranging from 14 down to 2 years old. So that makes it a lot more exciting to be on a school bus. It's the right vehicle to have all the kids and the harp and the guitar.
I gotta ask, every dad's thinking the same thing. How do you do bathroom breaks with that many kids?
Well, we built it in so that we have like a camp toilet, walled off in the bus, like in a corner of it. So that's really helpful. But we also, you need to stop anyway. So we can get them. They move pretty quickly when we stop for a bathroom break. They come flying off the bus, and we just march them in and march them back out again.
I'm sorry. How do you get that harp on and off? Is it through the emergency exit doors?
It's pretty, the school bus door is pretty big, so we can just carry it on and off. It's about 5.5 feet tall, so we're going to have to get it. We're going to get to the studio one of those days, but it's not quite 6 feet tall. It's a 5-octave harp, so it's not the harp you'd find in an orchestra, but it's still, taller than a lot of people.
Sure.
But it weighs about 50 pounds, so not too bad.
Oh.
So you can carry it up and down the steps.
I'm thinking old school.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Like Harpo Marx,
Yeah. So you would have had that here in our studio, Kate?
I would. It's right. Oh. I'm touching it. It's right behind me. I'm going to get this harp to your studio one of these
All
days.
All right.
Hey, two questions. are the kids part of your act? Do they sing Partridge Family, Von Trapps?
So they don't. They have not been in the show. But that is kind of, I think, it's a great question about the Von Trapps. One of the aspects of the movie that I made that's premiering this weekend is I call it kind of a deconstructed Sound of Music because we have 6 kids together, mm-hmm. but the movie is also about my daughter that I placed for adoption. So there are actually 7 children, and she is an amazing musician in her own right. So the movie is a music documentary that features our music and her music, and we have played shows with her band. That's kind of what happens in the movie is we're traveling, and then we come together and play this show. So like I say, it's kind of a deconstructed modern Sound of Music for sure.
I like it. So it's by happenstance you run into each other with your daughter? Or don't let the plot go. I'll watch the movie. You don't have to tell me.
It wasn't a happenstance. It was always an open relationship to some extent. She grew up in California, so it was a long way away. But we did visit back and forth occasionally. My husband's also from California, happens to be from California. So all the other musicians in the movie are from California, I guess. The California connection with the Midwest made for some good music. She came to college near where we live. We live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And so when she came to college, she was really involved with playing music at college. And we were already, touring and playing music. So we had already connected, but music really brought us together and is a big part of the story that we tell in the movie. Great.
We've got some music we could play of you right now. Is that correct, Todd? Kate, could you introduce this for us?
Sure. So this is a sailing song of the Great Lakes. We love this song because it was traditionally, it's one of the only songs that was written specifically about sailing out on the lakes. And what's really cool about this song is it's about the time when the ships were sailing out on the lakes with big sails and they would race all the time and they would race to get into port. This particular ship was a really heavy ship because it was transporting lumber, this big timber pieces. So it would wallow in the water and it was really slow. And they finally wrote a song about how fast they were. So what's kind of fun about that is that all the ships that won all of the races have been forgotten, but this ship, the Bigler, is still remembered because they wrote a song about themselves.
Thank you very much.
Come on, my boys, and listen. A song I'll sing to you. It's all about the Bigler and of a jolly crew. In Milwaukee last October, I chanced to get a sight on a schooner called the Bigler, belonging to Detroit. It was a Sunday morning, about the hour of 10. The robber Emma towed us to Lake Michigan. We set sail where she left us in the middle of the fleet. The wind blowing from the southward, oh, we gave a sheet. Jump up on a choo-choo, give her the sheet and let her slide. The boys will push her through. You ought to see us howling as the winds are blowing free, all the way to Buffalo from Milwaukee. It was Gilligan-Lee and Wobbleshanks, the entrance to the straits. We might have passed the big fleet there, but they'd have to wait. But we drove them on before us, the nicest you ever saw, outward into Lake Huron, from the Straits of Mackinac.
Oh, watch her, catch her, jump up on a choo-choo, give her the sheet, let her slide, the boys will push her through. You ought to see her howling as the winds are blowing free, all the way to Buffalo from Milwaukee.
toe and all of us fore and aft. She towed us down to Lake Sinclair and stuck us on the flats. She parted Hunter's tow line and trying to give relief. And Sturminster with a big lure to the Maple Leaf. Jump up on a choo-choo, give her the shield and a slide, the boys will push her through. You ought to see us howling as the winds are blowing free, all the way to Buffalo from Milwaukee. And now we're safely landed in Buffalo Creek at last. And under Riggs' elevator, the Bigler shoes made fast. And in some lager beer saloon, we'll let the bottle pass. We're all jolly shipmates, let's raise a social blast. Oh, watch her, catch her, jump up on a choo-choo. Give her the sheet and let her slide, the boys will push her through. You're out to see us howling as the winds were on free. Watch her, catch her, jump up on a choo-choo. Give her the sheet and let her slide, the boys will push her through. You're out to see us howling as the winds are blowing free. All the way to Buffalo from Milwaukee. Watch her, catch her, jump up on a choo-choo. Give her the shield and a slide, the boys are pushing through. You ought to see us howling as the winds are blowing free. All the way to Buffalo.
Outstanding.
Gracious, man.
That's awesome.
Like Dennis, that. Give me a review, my friend.
That's unbelievable. Where did you record this?
Right.
And how?
Thank you so much. Yeah, we've my husband did all the mixing and mastering in our attic, which is, I mean, it's a room in an old house in Pittsburgh. We keep the harp up there. That's why it's good. It's only 50 pounds. I carry it up and down the stairs. But yeah, he's really been able to work with what we've got. And we're delighted to share this song with you. We're kind of recreating the route of that song backwards right now.
So did you have a thing with the, you're talking about the Von Trapps and everything like that. You kind of like do your old Pittsburgh version of those people, Kate?
Well, it's funny because everybody asks if we're like the Partridge Family or the Von Trapps. Like ever since we started making music and taking our kids on the road, people are like, oh, is it like the Sound of Music? And I always said no. And then I read a biography by one of the Von Trapp children last year, and she talked about how when they came to America, they were touring through America, and she drew a picture of this blue bus bus in the desert. They toured in a bright blue bus. I had no idea.
Wow.
Like in real life. So I would say that reading their real life story, I had to finally admit that I've always said no, but I think that we're more, maybe a little bit more like the real life Von Trapps than I thought. And I would definitely see my kids getting more and more involved. We're planning to do a big Christmas show next year, and I think that that's a way where we could kind of pull in younger kids.
Right.
But it's always been something that we've done with each other, and something that was really drew us to each other in the first place was music and being musicians. So
Stapleton's right there from the live Mino and the Mayor music series that you hear Friday mornings right here on WGBW and WISS as part of Mino and the Mayor.
And how great was that? It's hauntingly beautiful. That's what I like to describe it as.
It's probably one of my favorites. I love our live music series. It's probably one of my favorites because I'm so drawn to the Great Lakes. And mm-hmm. the fact that it's a story about one of the ships from the Great Lakes is very, very cool. Plus, the instrumentation. And it's kind of got that dun, 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 you know, that yep. whole thing.
A little shanty to it.
There you go, a shanty.
Yeah.
All I needed was a beer to go along with that.
And can you believe they recorded that in their attic?
I can believe that. You can do some cool stuff in your attic and basement. And that includes stuff you can do with music. So I'll just, yeah.
Awkward pause.
We've got this very cool special going on today with Mino and the Mayor. It's all about the music that we feature on the live music series. Keep it here. We're coming back in just a bit on WGBW and WISS.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This salute is brought to you by Current Electrical Services. This Memorial Day weekend, let us remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country free. Join a team that feels like family. Current Electrical Services is seeking construction electricians. You can apply online at currentelectricalservices.com. Better pay, better lifestyle, and excellent benefits. Give your career a jolt. Work at Current Electrical Services, a veteran-owned company. currentelectricalservices.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to a special edition, a Memorial Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's producers Todd and Amanda. We're taking you through a great list of great tunes that you've actually done the work on it, gotten these all together from our live music series.
Which, if you want to be a part of, send us an email, minoandthemayor@civicmedia.us.
Yeah, we're the band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchoville, Wisconsin.
So Liz, it's you and your brother?
Yes, we always got along. I mean, there are a few incidences as right. children, but...
Are we going there?
Are we going there?
We've been getting along great.
All right, and then you brought this guy in.
Yeah, we're working on the adoption papers.
Okay. So. Tell us about your history. How did you guys get, you know, how did you put it all together and doing music?
Kind of a drunken night. I was at a show in Manitowoc, and the bands were playing, and I walked up to, like, the promoter of that event, and I said, hey, you know my brother, JD. Yeah, we sing together. And we're in a band. We could open, you know, for one of your shows. And he's like, cool. That's awesome. 2 days later, he books us. But I hadn't told JD that we were a band yet. So then we had to do all the things, come up with the name.
We were looking for a band name because we just made up a band. On the whole cloth. We better have a name. Right around the time we were looking for a name, there's an article in our Herald Times newspaper about the history of Cato, which is a town not too far from where I grew up. And that town's name was originally Nettle Hill. She sends me that and says, what do you think about that?
Wow, is that
There's
cool.
our name.
This is our song, 7 Years. Three kids
like me way back in my prime. Long black hair and nothing but time. I did my hair just yesterday. Looked down at my hand and found my first gray. Where's the time going? I guess nobody knows. Neither do I. Forever feels like nothing when you got nothing but time. Forever feels so far away. But who knew forever meant until you get old? A little bit colder and gray. Hey, yeah. Me a drink, takes me out on the floor. We don't stop till we get to the door. He said he loves me, but I know he's a liar. When he looks at me, I feel the fire. I'm a long, long way from home. I'm not sleeping on my own. He ain't gotta know.
Did right. you write that?
I wrote that.
You wrote that one. That is so cool. When are you gonna drop an album?
We've got our music on, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all the places you can get it. We've got the one out right now, and we've got another one in the works very soon.
All right, yeah. Nettle Hill Band, ladies and gentlemen, listen close because they're phenomenal.
When you came to me, broken hearted, lonely man, nursing career got started. Now my reputation precedes me. Hush, think I hear another broken man.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin dairy farmers, get ready. Starting June 1st, the way your milk check is calculated gets changed. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's when the changes proposed to the federal milk marketing order go into effect. Leonard Polzin is a dairy economist at UW River Falls and is a dairy extension specialist. He explains what he hopes the changes to the federal milk marketing order mean for Wisconsin dairies in the long run.
When we do the math and calculate it all the way through, at the end of the day, we're still initially in this first month here at a negative, but the hope is all of these other adjustments will make it less negative, and that over time, through, you know, these market incentives, again, of pooling more milk, we can hopefully get more premiums back, we can have less negative PPDs, and that as we go on, we can see greater or higher milk prices than what we would see otherwise.
There you have it. Dr. Leonard Polzin, he's a University Extension Dairy Specialist at UW-River Falls, painting a bit of a picture on what Wisconsin dairy farmers should be aware of beginning June 1st when those federal milk marketing order changes go into effect. Well, yesterday in Chicago, commodities stayed fairly firm. Numbers are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, traders are obviously looking forward to the Memorial weekend. Remember, no trading on Monday. On the close yesterday in Chicago, July corn finished 2 cents stronger. December new crop down to 453 and a quarter. Soybeans for July were up about a nickel. November new crop up 3 at 1055 and a quarter. July wheat on Thursday closed 4 3/4 cents lower, 544 and a half. As far as the dairy complex, barrel cheese on Thursday up 0.75 cents at 187. 40-pound block cheese up 1¼ cents at 194 3/4. AA butter was up 2.236¼ cents per pound. There's a quick market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
And welcome back to a Memorial Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. Jim and John are off getting the grill started already. Jim's folding his linens. John is probably off grabbing a sandwich at Quick Trip.
And paper napkins.
That's right. It is producers Todd and Amanda this morning. We are going through a plethora of the live music that we have featured on Mino and the Mayor in the live music series feature, which we do every Friday morning at 8:30, and we might as well do it right here. If you're listening to this and you are a live music performer, you can get on the show.
Oh, please email me. Email me, minoandthemayor@civicmedia.us. Seriously.
When I think of this guy, I think of coolness, total coolness. His sound is awesome, and it's just very laid back. He does it all himself. Charlie Urick. It's part of the live music series, and it's part of this Memorial Day edition of Mino and the Mayor.
Your touches in my fingertips. Know I got my eyes on you. Know that I'm feeling this. A-U-T-U-M-N. But you don't know the type of trouble I'm in. Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great, you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being here. So tell us a little about your background.
Yeah, I've done music since I can pretty much remember. I started just, you know, simple as everyone else, guitar lessons and piano lessons in, you know, third, fourth grade. And then I just started writing songs, I guess, with guitar. And that's kind of the snowball that started rolling. And ever since, like, right as I got out of high school, I've really been, like, pursuing music, like, on a more professional term. I went to music school at McNally Smith College of Music for 6 months because they went bankrupt.
So let me ask you this. Who is that spark? Who is that person? Who is that one that said, you know what? Have some confidence. You can do this.
Oof. Honestly, it was definitely just, well, my choir teacher at NDA, Christine Salerno, was definitely someone that, I don't know if you guys know her, phenomenal keys player. She plays with a band called ZG.
But even by going to that school, that's where you made a decision. Okay, I'm serious about this. This is just a hobby on the side. This is something I'm serious about.
Yeah, most definitely. And that it was definitely a daunting task because it's not the main thing. You know, you go to parties with the parents or a block party or something. And everyone's like, oh, that's a nice hobby your son is doing. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's kind of a bummer, but you know, we had to break that norm, and definitely going into a music school specifically and being around like-minded individuals kind of
how is he gonna pay the bills?
I've heard that word hobby. It sounded like a dirty word, like a five-letter dirty word.
You're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like almost to hope definitely. So.
Yeah. I had a teacher in college say, "You're what is a professional really?" You know, and he's like, "It's what artistically." When you consider yourself a professional, you know?
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Smooth Sounds. Charlie Urick. Welcome back, my children. Charlie Urick, once again, that was a smooth sound you had
coming out here. Thank you so much.
Tell us about, again, your one-man band here, but it sounded like had a whole bunch of folks behind you.
Yeah, most definitely. I do a lot of production. That's kind of where I reside, most definitely. So I make all the beats, and then I'll run them through this. I either make them on here or just on the computer using samples. There's a million different ways to do it. But my personal favorite, this bad puppy right here.
And, what is it? What's that called?
It's called an SP-404. It's crazy because, honestly, this is, like, Japanese made. So when I got it, the manual was just in Japanese.
Wow.
Oh,
or Mandarin. So.
Oops.
That was, it was YouTube University for sure.
So many people that come through here, you know, you're kind of at the grassroots level where you start and everything, like you said, graduated from Notre Dame Academy not that long ago. But, Dennis, it's like nobody sees that curtain being pulled back. all the things that it took for you to get on stage someplace in front of thousands for the glam band and yourself to go someplace and have everybody come in to listen to you. Nobody sees behind the curtain what it took, what it takes to get you where you are.
We're talking about what it takes to be professional. It's that time behind that curtain. It's exactly. The time. That's that's where the grind is. That's where all the developing is. That's where the dreams are happening. That's where you put the planning in and, you know, and just like anything else you do in life, though, to be honest with you.
Right.
But elaborate on that from your perspective.
Honestly, that's why I love podcasts. Everything in the music industry is so accessible now. So like realistically, where before everything had to be done through a label, not only with like publishing, but also just with being found. You know, I have a friend that just told me a story. He was working at a record label, I believe in Atlanta or New York, except I don't remember, but there was like just a room full of CDs, thousands of CDs. It's just CDs that everyone sent. Oh, full story, life story. My son passed away, so I wrote this song. Could you guys please listen to it? Make me famous. It's just playlisted because they don't have enough ears to listen to all those CDs. But now it's just like, you can send something via email. You can send it via Instagram and boom, like you're there. It's great.
So who do you draw from?
Like artist wise?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot. I really love music. When I say I do music, so I really try to listen to a little bit of everything. I love jazz and I love R&B. So I'd have to say in terms of a male, probably John Mayer guitar wise and just writing. And then Lauryn Hill probably is a female. Just
nice. Wait a minute, we're talking
and
about.
And you can hear the sample going into him too. Yeah.
We're talking about Luke Combs. You look like Luke Combs.
It's funny. I opened up for the Ying Yang Twins at Epic Event Center.
Really?
And I don't even know how I'm gonna break into this. Like I'm not gonna rap like the Ying Yang Twins. So I just said. Bet you guys didn't expect Luke Combs to be playing tonight, and that bridged the gap, so we were good.
Nicely done.
A favor, play a little something live for us.
For sure. This song is on Apple Music and Spotify and everything. It's called No Wonder. I'm addicted to you. Sometimes I just don't know what to do. When you kiss my lips and make me feel brand new. Heartbeats are just sailing through the roof. I remember how you used to hear me on the landline. Tell me all your problems on the FaceTime. And it's no wonder that you're talking now for years. Like 900 messages and all the time that we're texting. This shit no better, cause that's what you and I hated about our exes. No wonder, no wonder. People starting to wonder. No wonder, no wonder. It's been going on so long. No wonder, no wonder, no wonder. It's been going on so long. It's been going on so long.
Charlie, you're
at it.
Wow, good stuff, brother.
I hear the John Mayer, but you know what I also hear? I hate to do this. Everybody, so you compare this. It sounds like this.
No, that's what it's all about.
I hear Paul Simon in your voice.
Oh, I hear that. Too. I love that. Thank you so much. That's a big compliment.
Sure. That's
a really good call.
I appreciate that so much.
Wow. I also think that's like a personal song that you didn't just come up out of the top of your head.
Oh, definitely.
That came from somewhere.
came from somewhere.
Who's the girl? I want to know.
Who are you texting that your ex got mad about? Right. But that's where it really does come from the heart when it's something that you've kind of experienced from your own background,
or
right?
Or the broken heart.
Sure.
That's the best kind to write with.
But yeah, it's one of those things, though, where you have to start with that, don't you, Dennis? Because that is the genuine you. And what's one of the things you've always said, even though it's a whole different character you play on stage right now, when you do your acoustic, it's 100% you. It's got to come from that place first, doesn't it?
I agree 100%.
Oh, yeah. What else could it be, you know? And otherwise, you're just copying somebody else, and then it shows. It shows.
Right. And that's I kind of like writing about personal things in the music, because I do a lot of writing outside of like my own personal music, that it's sometimes I get like distracted or devoid from just like personality in the songs. And I kind of just got to like dial it back and like, okay, well, you're going through some stuff. Why don't you write about it? I play pretty frequently in Green Bay.
That's
pretty
what
much
she said.
Everywhere you can eat and drink. Here.
That's the spirit.
And I play also a lot in Chicago, Milwaukee.
How do people get a hold of you? How do they follow your schedule, Charlie?
I got a lovely, lovely little social media situation going on. Everywhere that you can find human beings online, you can type Charlie Urich in. Charlie, like the bit me.
U-R-I-C-K.
Yes, sir.
When you were growing up, can I ask you, besides being a professional musician, what you wanted to be? Or was this always it?
It was kind of always it. Yeah, okay. Really. I started, like I said, writing music in fifth grade. And ever since then, I was just like, this is hype.
You still have all the notebooks and
I
go
have
back?
Everything. Yeah, I actually
That's
took all the songs off my hard drive. And in, I think it was like 2018 to 2022, it was like 1,800 written songs.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah, from country to classical to jazz to pop to rap.
Well, that shows that that's what's in your heart. I mean,
it definitely is. Yeah. It's everywhere. It's not... just the heart, yeah.
I really believe variety is the spice of life.
Explore them all.
Yep. Find what your niche is, and I think you can make something happy in just everything. Music in the dictionary says to be enjoyed. As soon as I read that, I used to be uptight about Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin when I was a real little kid. I didn't understand all of that stuff. It's like it's all different to me until someone said, you know, look it up in the dictionary. What music means? It says to be enjoyed.
Charlie, what's the goal, buddy? You're so young. What's the goal?
Yeah, my goal right now is I'd really love to move to a little bit bigger city and just keep pursuing the writing. It's so much fun.
You know, wait a while. Green Bay's getting bigger by the day.
Yeah. Hey, that's true.
He's not wrong. But that's funny.
Okay, I would love to write some songs. I'd love to be a songwriter.
Oh, you should.
But here's the deal. I think I could put the words together.
Sure.
But so many musicians say they do the lyrics the music first and then the lyrics that fit them.
There's no wrong way. Yeah, what your skill level is, what your thing, you know, if you don't have that music writing part of it, then what you draw from is what you know. So draw from what you know, bring that out, and then let the rest of it develop.
But I know there's a lot of people out there that have always kind of had a little thing in the back of their mind. Yeah. Man, I'd like to put some words down and see if we could put it to music. Yeah. What would a person do if they wanted to do that?
Honestly, just YouTube.
If you really
want to learn like good songwriting tips and techniques, it's YouTube. And I can't say it enough. And I wish I had some crazy, big thing to tell you. But realistically, there's so many people doing it in so many different ways that like if you just go and take a little time, you can find exactly.
Can you give us some bumper music on the way out to our next break?
Of course I can. Come on.
What does a guy get for the girl that's got everything? Post that someplace. Get back to us on that.
Hey, no, continue.
No, man. This is your show, brother.
I thought I told you when I would just try to love you again. Thought we could get to know better, but we're just pretending.
Weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care. This Memorial Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like us all to reflect on the words of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the special Memorial Day episode of Mino and the Mayor. Without Mino or the Mayor.
That's right. It's Todd and Amanda this morning, and we are bringing back some of the great music that we featured on our live music series each Friday morning with Jim and John. You curated all this stuff. You know, mm-hmm. You know these groups better than anybody.
And if you want to listen to some psychedelic folk, as they like to say,
I like
here
it.
Is Isaiah and the New People. Sorry if we got it wrong.
Well, we got Rick Spatula Armstrong. He's on drums. Then we have Starfish. He plays lead guitar. And we have Duffy. He plays bass guitar.
Well, tell us the type of music you play.
We call it Western psychedelic folk. Yeah, we play pretty much original music. I guess you could say it's kind of indie rock if in a sense. But yeah, it's kind of like that. This group just kind of formed. And so now we're just like workshopping all the songs and adding little things and making them a little more dynamic. And I like
did you
Well, we definitely have more of a rock side to us too. Which, you know, this is kind of fits the studio and.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Looks like those 50% tariffs on goods from the EU won't be going into effect on June 1st after all.
President Trump announcing an extension on his proposed 50% blanket tariff on imports from the European Union, one of America's biggest trading partners. Trump now moving the tariff start date from June 1st to July 9th after speaking with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date. And she said she wants to get down to serious negotiations.
Just days ago, Trump called the EU very difficult to deal with and said talks were going nowhere.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Russia and Ukraine completing their prisoner swap on Sunday, and just hours later, Russia launched the largest drone and missile attack since the start of the war on Ukraine, leaving 18 people dead and leaving dozens injured. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in Gaza overnight, including 36 displaced Palestinians who've been sheltering at a school. Israel says that location was a Hamas command center. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.com.